You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. On this Monday afternoon, we're joined by Mark Russo. He's the Senior Weather Analyst at Earth Risk Technologies in Chicago. Thanks so much for being with us, Mark. Tell me about the rainfall over the weekend. There were some spots that really got heavy rainfall. We're in one of those areas. Other places, I think, were a little bit, but looks like we're going to have weather that's really beautiful for harvest across a good portion of the Midwest this week.
Yeah, well, certainly with the weekend rainfall totals, the Champaign-Urbana region was one of the wettest spots here with some 2 to 4 inches, even some localized heavier amounts. We saw also swath of similar totals up in northern Illinois, some adjacent areas of Iowa, and southern Wisconsin. And that was with the rain activity then that ended primarily by Saturday morning, with Friday being really the bulk of rains. But yeah, as you mentioned here, that has changed. And in fact, the next 7 days looks dry across the Midwest. In fact, there's even potential that we can go 10 days without any additional rains, not only across Illinois, but across much of the Midwest, with the only exception being the far western Midwest. There is a tropical depression that's moved into northwestern Mexico that will be tracking across the southwest into the plains, possibly into the western Midwest, say Nebraska, into southwestern Minnesota, western Iowa, as we go into later on this week. And so, but even there, most of the heavier rainfall will be in areas of the southwest and actually provide some rains for winter wheat planting down in the southern plains.
And then if you look into, speaking of the winter wheat areas, they've been awfully dry. You suggest there might be some rainfall there, enough to help out, you suppose, and get them off to a good start?
Yeah, at least with the opportunities there, it's not going to improve across the entire Plains region, but overall, with the pattern here coming up, specifically over the next 10 days, our forecast is calling for about 55-60% coverage of the Plains hard red winter wheat belt, picking up amounts in the range of 1/4 to 1.25. So a little over half of the belt improves, but there will likely still be some concerns with dryness as we go into the early part of October.
The planting season has begun in South America. They've had some really cold weather from time to time in the last couple of weeks. What do you see for them?
Well, temperatures are now warming up. We do not see any further cold shots such as what we saw back about a week ago. And the main news here coming up, well, two items. We have continued active conditions in southern Brazil, so that's going to limit any kind of early planting and raise concern for winter wheat and excessive moisture issues. And then there's Mato Grosso, which the start of the rainy season is typically late September, early October. It does look like as we get into the second week of October, that's the window of opportunity for more daily development of showers and thunderstorms, which will be enough to increase soil moisture and kick off planting up north.
Thanks so much, Mark. Mark Russo is with Earth Risk Technology, wraps up this edition of the Closing Market Report.